privilege to stand before you today, just to be in your number. And as I look out, I see many preachers that I have a ton of respect for, and brothers and sisters in the Lord. And I'm not ashamed to say I get nervous, I get scared, and I get afraid every time that I stand. I hope that never changes today. But the Lord saved me as an 8-year-old little boy. I'll tell my experience. On the north side of Bowling Green, Kentucky, in my bedroom. And I found trouble. I heard the preaching of the gospel, and it got a hold of me. And in my bedroom, God spoke peace to my heart. Amen. And he saved me, and he set me free. So, Brother Smith, I know where I'm going one day after a while. I'm just traveling through this place right now. But I made a vow to the Lord on that day that I would give up my very life, that I would die to self. And I sure have made a mess of that from time to time. But I'm thankful that the Lord saved my soul and set me free. Amen. And I'm thankful that the Lord put a burden on my heart, Brother Jones, to join Drake's Creek Missionary Baptist Church there. You preached a many revivals there in Franklin, Kentucky. And that's where our home church, and the Lord burdened us to move to Louisville, Kentucky. No family, nothing, just picked up. We were up in Louisville, Kentucky for about 10 years. And we thought that we might just run from the Lord so we didn't have to surrender to the ministry. But the Lord sure did follow us all the way up to Louisville. And the Lord knew exactly what he was doing, because he got me in a place away from all the family and all the distractions. And I finally surrendered to that call. And the Lord called us to Oak Grove. It's been 2 years this month. We've been the pastor. And I believe in Holy Ghost called pastors.
Amen.
And I believe that when God is working on the church, God is working on that man. And we've been down here for about 2 years, and so we're thankful today. So I know where I'm going one day after a while. And I want to say this as well, that the same God that saves in Kentucky is the same God that saves in West Tennessee.
Amen.
It's the same God that saves in Ohio and West Virginia. It's the same God, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. And I'm thankful today to be part of the Church of the True and the Living God. You know, there's a lot of so-called churches in the world today, and I'm not here to bash them. I'm not here to talk down upon them. I pray that we can reach them. But make no mistake about it, there was one church that Jesus Christ set up.
Amen.
And he set it up during his personal ministry. And there's been a lot of confusion in the world about who Jesus was. And that's where we're going to get into our text over here. Y'all pray for me this morning. I'm going to need the Lord's help. Very familiar scripture. We're going to take our text from the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. 16th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. And I'll give you a minute there. We're going to start around the 13th verse. 16th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, around the 13th verse. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." And he saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And that's our reading lesson for today, and that's reading in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, the 13th verse down to the 19th verse. And I struggled with this today, but I believe in preaching what God gives you. And I believe preaching what God gives you, and sometimes the Lord will change your message right before you get up to stand. But I don't believe it'll do us any good if I'm coming up here preaching what I want to preach. And so our thought today, our subject today is the church, one in kind and many in number. You know, there was a lot of confusion during Jesus' day. 2,000 years ago, as he walked on this earth, as he came down from heaven to seek and to save that which was lost. He did a lot of things, and I don't believe that the books of this world could contain all the miracles and all the works and everything that he did. But there was a lot of confusion of who he was. Even amongst those that were right there with him, walking with him. Even amongst those in his own family. And I believe today, brethren, that there's still a lot of confusion about who Jesus Christ is.
That's right.
But make no mistake about it. He wasn't a prophet. He wasn't just this type of person or that type of person. Make no mistake about it that he was the Messiah. That he was the King of Kings. That he was the Lord of Lords. And that he was the only one, listen to me now, the only one that could walk through the door of prophecy. The only one that could fulfill the law and the prophets. He is the Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And he hasn't changed over 2,000 years ago. He's still the same yesterday, today, and will be forevermore. But I'm afraid today that there's a lot of religious institutions out there that are proclaiming that there's multiple ways to get saved. And brothers and sisters, there's one way. There's one Lord. There's one faith. There's one baptism. And friends, today, God has chosen the church as the vehicle that we must get the gospel out to this lost and to this dying world. That's up to you and I. There's so much deceit. So much things that are going on in this world today that just don't line up with this good book.
Amen.
Turn over here to 127th Psalm here. I just want to read one verse here. 127th Division of Psalms. Says, except the Lord build the house.
Yes.
Yeah.
They labor in vain that build it.
Yeah.
Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain.
Yeah.
Except the Lord build the house. You know, there's a lot of things that people are building today. But I want to say this. The church of the true and the living God is not built upon the pastor. It's not built upon the precepts of man. It's not built upon the deacons. For the church, for God to bless the church, for the Lord to build the church, it must be built upon Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the rock. And I'm telling you today, there's many ways that people are teaching and they just don't line up with heaven above. And friend, I'm telling you, there's only one way to be saved, and that's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He is the door. He is the way. He is the truth. God help us as the church, brothers and sisters, that we may strengthen one another and let them know there is one plan of salvation,
right.
And that's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Except the Lord build the house, that they labor in vain. You know what? The church of the true and the living God must be built upon the right path. And you know what? That power doesn't come from Washington. That power doesn't come from the military. That power doesn't come from this, from you and I. It comes from God himself. It comes from heaven above.
Right.
That's the type of power that we need in our church. Holy Ghost sent power. And you know what? We need Holy Ghost called preachers to preach the word when it's not popular, when it's popular, but preach what God gives us. But I'm afraid today, and I'm just preaching it like God's given it to me. I'm afraid today that there's a lot of people that are ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful today that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power unto salvation, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. But friend, if the church is going to have power, it must be founded upon the right person, and that person is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And we must get our power not from this world, not from the precepts of men, but from Almighty God, from heaven above.
Amen.
And you know, the church must be built with the right people. You know, there's a world of people today that are sitting in pews, sitting in churches all over this land and country. And they wonder why they don't have any power. You know why? Because there's people in so-called churches that have never had an experience with Almighty God. And I'm thankful today that when Jesus saved me and he set me free, that I didn't look to some man to tell me that. I'm telling you, God himself let me know that I was lost and separated and going to a devil's hell. And that same God, there in my bedroom as an 8-year-old little boy, I tell you, he spoke peace to me. He took that trouble right out of my heart. And I'm telling you, he took it away. And I'm thankful for that today. That we don't have to rely on some man or some person to tell us if we're lost or if we're saved. I'm telling you, that's the business of Almighty God. And I'm afraid today, I've heard Brother Scott preach about this, there's a lot of people getting close to salvation. Friend, I tell you, if it close will land our people in a devil's hell. I'm thankful for the truth. I'm thankful that there's still people and churches that are still standing up for what's right, not in the eyes of men, but in the eyes of Almighty God. And you know what? This right here is the map. This right here, I'm telling you right now, all 66 books penned down over 40 different men, roughly over 1,600 years. I'm telling you, this right here, and you say, we've been going through the Articles of Faith at Oak Grove. Why? There's so many beliefs. You know why? Because people are putting their own private interpretation to this book. And it's up to us, the church of the true and the living God, to preach it, and to preach it right, and to rightly divide it, and to tell this world, you must repent or you'll likewise perish.
That's right.
That's just the truth. That's just the truth. And you know what? One other thing I want to with love.
Amen.
We must love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all of our soul.
Yeah.
Love our neighbors as ourselves. And you know what? I'll say this. Sometimes when someone does something wrong in the church, you know what? When we try to correct them, we try to help them, brothers and sisters, we can do that in a loving way. And you know what? It should never be to try to just kick them out. It should always be for the edification and the building up of God's house.
Amen.
Right. And you know what? There's a right and a wrong way to do that.
Amen.
And you know what? Sometimes we just get tough. I'm just telling you how I've seen it up there in Kentucky. I don't know how it is down here. I haven't been here long enough, but I can tell you there's times where we just get all bent out of shape over all kinds of things that aren't eternal.
That's right.
The carpet. I remember one time we got in a hot mess over just what type of steeple we're going to put up. And it caused some divisions. It caused some strife. Let me tell you, God's not pleased with that.
Amen.
God's not pleased with that at all. Jeremiah over there, he said, stand ye in the way. Look for the old path.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm afraid today too many people have to say, well, this old way, it's just too modern, or it's just too old-fashioned. I'm thankful that it's that way.
Amen.
I'm thankful that God hasn't changed. He will not change. He's the same yesterday and today and forevermore. And I'm telling you today, I want to, as this message is going out, I beg you today, I come here not to discourage. We got enough discouragement going on in the world today. To encourage all of us that when it's our time, I can tell you I've looked around at different places and there's been brothers and sisters that, you know what, I felt like I was the younger person. Then you look around and you see brothers and sisters that have gone on to be with the Lord. And you know what? It's our time.
Yeah.
It's our generation. And friends, as the church and the true and the living God, if we're not going to stand up for what's right, then who will? Because I can tell you there's a world of people wanting to teach and preach things that just don't line up with this good book. You know, Jude said over there, and he said, I'd love to talk to you about the common salvation, but I need to talk to you about contending for the faith. And I'll tell you this, the world is trying to indoctrinate our children. I've got one that I've sent off to college. I'm telling you, there's things that I couldn't believe some of the things that they were trying to teach them about this and that. I'm telling you, we need to ground our children, our youth, in the truth. Because when we go out into the world, I'm telling you, there's a bunch of wolves out there. There's a bunch of thieves that don't care about the church of the true and the living God. And we need to teach them how to serve God. They're going to need it when they get out there. What a wonderful thing it is to be part of the church of the true and the living God.
Yeah. Amen.
One in kind. There's not many. And I'm thankful today to be part of the Lord's church.
Amen.
Independent body of baptized believers. I can tell you, I believe with all my heart today, I wouldn't be standing before you, that Oak Grove and all of our sister churches in this association, that we're part of a church that Jesus Christ set up during his personal ministry.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful today? And he has given us the great commission to go and teach and to preach to this lost and dying world. And I'll say this, if we can get the lost sinners in our church, I don't care where they come from. God's not a respecter of persons, but I can certainly tell you if we can just get them in the church house and preach the gospel to them, and if God will save them, I can tell you God will do a work in them. He'll change them, and I can certainly tell you that he'll set their feet upon a solid rock.
Yeah.
And you know what the devil uses? The devil uses all these things, people's past, but I can tell you if we can just preach the gospel to them,
yeah,
and get them saved,
yeah,
God will change them. When they get,
yeah,
the real thing, I can certainly tell you, it's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
I'm certainly thankful for the church of the true and the living God today.
Right.
One in kind and many in number. Today, I just want to encourage us all, as sister churches, let's strengthen one another.
Amen.
Let's help one another.
Amen.
The fight's not inside the church house. The fight's out there.
Amen.
I can tell you the culture of the world is trying to make its way into the church house.
Yep, right.
And God's people, we need to stand up for what's right.
Amen.
Right.
Not in the eyes of man, but in the eyes of Almighty God. I'm certainly thankful today for the church of the true and the living God today.
Amen.
One in kind, not many. One plan of salvation. One way, and I can tell you, it's a good way. It's the very best that heaven had to offer. I can tell you, that's what God sent, the very best that heaven had to offer. He sent his son,
yeah,
to die on Calvary's cross for you and I. You know, sometimes we forget about that. You know, when God is knocking upon our heart to do a little something, to stand up and take a stand sometimes, I can tell you, that's the least we can do for Jesus Christ, for,
amen,
Almighty God. You know what? He came down from the halls of glory to this low ground of sin and sorrow.
Yes.
And you know what? He's given us, as the church of the true and the living God, that great commission to go and preach and teach to all the world. Isn't that a wonderful, wonderful opportunity?
Yes.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. I pray today that we'll strengthen one and another here.
Amen.
I appreciate your time. That's what the Lord gave us today. We're going to be quiet.
Bless you.